This is Cumulus Cares, a public service announcement from Cumulus Media and this radio station.
Good morning. This is Cumulus Cares. I'm Heather Gersten. Joining me today, Hugh Miner from the Rhode Island Community Food Bank. Hi.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh my goodness. So glad to see you again. So your title is what?
Director of Communications at the food bank.
So you're in charge of letting everybody know what's going on there.
Yes, letting everybody know all the news that's happening at the food bank.
That's a big job.
It's a great job.
It is a great job. And so one of the main things that we are pushing here at Cumulus is the fact that you guys have a big summer food drive going on.
We do. We kicked off last week our summer food drive. People during the summer don't always think of the food bank and don't think that we still need to collect food all summer long. You know, people think of the food bank during the holidays, during the winter, Thanksgiving time, but we still serve as many people during the summer. We serve 59,000 people every month. So we really need to keep that food coming through the doors.
And the food that comes in as a donation or whether it's money and then you go and purchase the food, Where does that go? Talk about the process of distributing that.
Sure. We work with about 160 different agencies throughout the state. I like to say from Westerly to Woonsocket. And that's where folks go to get the food that they need. So it could be a local church pantry or a larger organization. Some of them are meal sites like Amos House. All of those folks get food from the food bank. So we need to keep our shelves stocked so that people can get the food that they need.
That's pretty awesome. And they do need it.
They do. And particularly in the summer, we see a lot of families coming in because during the school year, their kids get free school meals. And then once school is out, they often don't have that resource. So, you know, it's often working families who are just struggling to make ends meet, but they're struggling to keep their kids fed all summer long.
A lot of those kids will get fed at school for a regular basis. Like it's a regular thing. You know, I think about my boys going to school. They probably don't even know that the child sitting next to them is being taken care of. Summer comes along. Yep. There's not a camp program. There's a lot of sitting at home. And then sometimes those cabinets are bare.
Right. Yeah. There's about 50,000 kids that get free and reduced lunch in Rhode Island during the school year. So think about, you know, all of those kids, what happens to them when the summer comes along. Now, there are programs at parks and recreation centers. In fact, families can call the United Way 211 number to find one near them if they do need to get food for their kids. But there are a lot of kids that either aren't near a site or don't know about it or don't have access. And those are the families that we see coming to the food pantries during the summer.
Have you always had a summer food drive?
It's definitely been...
I know that you're always open to accept donations, but have you had anything as calculated as this where you're like, hello, we're having a summer food drive and this is why?
Yeah, I think it started about 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
We noticed that food donations were going down, but that the level was increasing. You know, the level of need was increasing. And often we would get big donations from some of our big corporate donors, food companies. But we're seeing that go down quite a bit. So, you know, the when you go to the supermarket, they're much better now at tracking all of the food that they purchase. So there's not a lot of waste. What we used to get from the supermarkets was salvage.
Right.
You know, it was still good food, but they couldn't sell for whatever reason. So we're getting less and less of that. So we need to bring in more food, which means either getting it donated by people or having people donate money so that we can purchase food.
Yeah. See, I don't remember as big a push in the previous years, and I'm glad to see it as a nice reminder that this is a constant problem. This isn't just a Thanksgiving Day problem.
Right.
This isn't just, you know, around the holidays. This is something that we all need to band together and fix.
Well, and I think part of it too is that, you know, we saw the numbers of people we serve go up when the recession started around 2007, and we haven't seen them go down drastically.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a surprise to us too, that we're still serving close to 60,000 people every month. I think in theory, we expected those numbers to start to drop, and they're really not.
Yeah.
So again, it's sort of keeping our warehouse full so that we can get all this food out to people in need.
And this is something too, where we're saying, hey, businesses, like this is something that you could do all summer long, collect food and make that donation.
Yeah, it's definitely a great idea for even small businesses, you know, to have a food drive. Customers love it. They feel good about your company when you do that, and they feel like they're participating. They can contact us at the food bank. We have bins and boxes and barrels that people can put out to collect food, and we'll help you promote it as well.
I like the fact that maybe you could do something in the office where you could say, hey, whoever has the biggest donation throughout the summer or for the month of July, say, gets an extra day off to go on vacation.
Yeah, that's
like that.
Great when the company gets behind it.
Yeah.
And there are lots of different ways they do that. You know, some companies will just throw a pizza party, you know, whatever it is, just to encourage staff to do that. But think about it, if you work in an office with 100 people and everybody brings in one bag of food, I mean, that's incredible to us.
Yeah, it really is. Some of the most needed items items include what?
Definitely proteins. So things like peanut butter, tuna, both proteins and things that will last for a while. We also, people love rice and pasta because those are things we can stretch out over time.
Yeah, they keep for a long time.
They keep for a long time and families can really stretch them out and make meals. Any kind of canned vegetables are great. You know, they really have the same nutritional value as fresh stuff and will last longer. So canned beans, you know, anything you can think of like that. And I always encourage people, you know, when you're at the market and you see a sale, you know, 2 for $1 or something like that, stock up and donate them to the food bank.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't have to like sit on that stuff in your cabinet for like 3 years and then donate it. We'd like the more fresh stuff.
Right. We do get that, you know, and a lot of the stuff is still good.
Yeah.
You know, well, you'd be amazed at how many cans of beets we get because, you know, people pull them out of their cupboard. But
I
meant to use them or I had a recipe and I didn't cook it. But as long as they're still good, all of the food that comes into the food bank, we sort, check expiration dates, make sure nothing's, you know, the can's not broken or the glass isn't broken, something like that. So, you know, we're careful about what we send out to people. So everything that goes out there is still good food.
Do you guys ever host tours for, say, a camp group or anything where they can come by and see how the Rhode Island Community Food Bank works?
Yeah, we do a couple of things. We invite people in for tours so they can see, and we also invite people in to volunteer. So they can actually, all of that sorting that I mentioned is done by volunteers, and it's everything from individual folks to corporate groups. You know, we may get a bank come in with 20 people and spend half a day, you know, and it's a great team bonding experience for them too.
Right.
The only qualification is they have to be 14 years old at least to participate.
Okay. So, that's a good age though for kids too, because now I have a son that's going to be 14 this August, and you know, you get a little pushback from the teenage, you know, whatever it is, angst or whatever. And I feel like a reset for them is really important, especially at 14. You know, to go like, you are very lucky.
Right.
Stop complaining about the good things that you have and realize. And so if you can take a step back and go, okay, this is really important work and you are lucky because there are kids that need this.
Yep.
You know, and they can see it firsthand. It's great.
Yeah, it's important for us to get young people in, you know, to just start the process of think about the food bank, think about people in need, you know, and hopefully they grow up to become supporters of the work that we do.
Right.
And we do have, for younger kids, even though you have to be 14 to work in the food bank, we have community farms where younger kids can come out with their families and help plant and then pick food when the season is ready. And we have 4 different farms in the area that are running all summer long.
Which is fantastic.
And it's so much fun. Kids get their hands dirty. They love it. So.
Yeah. How do you find out about that kind of stuff?
Just go to our website, rifoodbank.org. There's all information on volunteering, on hosting a food drive, on the community farms, anything you need to know.
Okay, excellent. Is there anything else that's going on this summer that we should be aware of?
No, the summer food drive is our big push, you know, and then in the fall we have our big event, Empty Bowls, which is a huge fundraiser. It's our 3rd year now, and people can come out and taste soups and food from all different local vendors. Some great restaurants participate, and then every person gets to take home a handmade bowl that was made by a local artist.
That's really cool.
It's really a lot of fun. Last year we had about 800 people there.
Wow.
It's at Rhodes on the Patuxent. So again, go to our website and you can find more information on that as it comes up.
All right. Give the website one more time.
rifoodbank.org.
Okay. And you're on Facebook. Are you on Twitter and
Facebook and Twitter. Definitely follow us and like us and we'll keep you up to date on what's happening.
And if you're serious about becoming a volunteer, maybe this is the year that you finally do it, right?
Yep. It's easy. You know, we ask people to come in, they do a 3-hour shift. So that's how you get started.
Excellent.
You know, you can give up 3 hours.
Yeah. Do you have any summer plans, by the way, personally, anything that you're looking forward to?
I'm taking a vacation. I haven't decided what I'm doing yet, though. So, taking a vacation in August. I don't know where I'm going or what
that's
I'm doing.
That's nice.
I might sit home and listen to the radio all day.
Well, as long as it's like, as long as it's a Cumulus radio station.
definitely.
Oopsies out loud. Well, good. Enjoy the summer. And I'm sure we'll catch up again when it, you know, becomes our time to start doing our holiday food drive.
Yeah, we do our holiday food drive in December. That's exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. It'll be here before you know it. Do you believe? It's already like July.
6 months till Christmas, my mother reminded me the other day.
Crazy. Yeah. It's totally crazy. All right, Hugh Miner from the Rhode Island Community Food Bank. Thank you so much for being here.
Sure. Thanks for having us.
And you can find out more information, by the way, on the summer food drive at lightrock105fm.com.
Join us again next weekend for another public service announcement on this station. And remember, Cumulus cares.